Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Friday, January 31st. Wheat market continues its correction, not helped by fears over the potential impact of the coronavirus. Here's Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic from the Grain Markets and Other Stuff podcast.
I think that jitters regarding the coronavirus have impacted the market again here today. We now have 7,700 cases confirmed. The death toll has hit at least 170. And again, a lot of people believe that those numbers are light. So the amount of cases has nearly tripled versus the numbers reported earlier this week. Wheat market now in full-blown correction mode, I would say, after an extended bull run. These sort of markets, whether it be the big run-up we saw in cattle, which is now in correction mode, or wheat, which I think is also now correction mode, when you get those big bull runs with very little correction, you know the correction's inevitable. Picking the level and the timing, of course, is what is very, very difficult.
Chicago March wheat futures closed down a penny and a half to 560 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein down yesterday, ranging from 620 to 630. Club wheat of ordinary protein also weaker, ranging from 620 to 805. Dark Northern spring wheat prices up just 0.75 cents, ranging from 671.5 to 706.5 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up just 2.5 cents on the February board to 121.77.5. March feeder cattle were up 67.5 to 135.65. Class 3 milk in negative territory yesterday, down 30 cents to $17.34. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.